Hi, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jake.
And we're here with Allison and Steven. Could you two tell us a little bit about your documentary?
Well, our documentary is titled Without Words, and it kind of chronicles the process of me taking a week-long vow of silence. I took the week-long vow of silence for my sister Caitlin. It was kind of in memory of her. She was unable to speak for 13 years after she contracted a viral encephalitis. So, after she passed away, I'd kind of gotten the idea, and I thought it would be a really interesting way and take on her perspective, kind of connect with her in a different way.
Was there anything that surprised you two about it?
Well, I originally kind of thought I would join Allison because she seemed like she was really passionate about the idea and she definitely wanted to do it. So I guess going into it, I knew that it would be harder than maybe both of us thought it would. I think the thing that surprised me is that after a while, it just became so natural. By the end of the actual week of her not speaking, we kind of were communicating without words between the both of us, which I thought was really interesting. So I don't know. I feel like there's some way where it just kind of like picks up and becomes this natural flowing thing to me. It was just really interesting.
And we didn't really know each other, you know, going into this process. So to be able to go from, you know, practically strangers, we'd had like one class together before, to an entire week of trying to communicate with complete silence, it was definitely like a growing experience. And I think like we were able to come out with a pretty cool friendship because of the whole experience.
What do you think others can take away from your documentary?
I feel like there's so many different things. I think silence is a really interesting guide and teacher, and it's like a very powerful thing. You know, you usually think that communication is all about speaking and verbal communication, but there's so much power in silence too. And I don't know, I would recommend the vow of silence to most people. I know Steven, when we finished the process, he was like, would you recommend this to people? And I was like, hell yeah, you know, I would recommend it to just about anybody. So yeah,
I also think that, you know, with Allison's interactions with other people during it, you could see that they were also really intrigued. Some people had tried the vow of silence before, and other people were just, you know, able to communicate with her, like, you know, even without words, they were communicating, or like nothing was different, which I thought was, you know, pretty impactful. It's like there's no reason why she has to always be able to speak to these people, but they had this kind of ongoing friendship and they had just met, which I thought was really intriguing to me.
What was the hardest part about this? And was there any time where you were close to maybe breaking the silence or?
Okay, so definitely the silence was broken. On the first day, I slipped up, I think, like two or three times. I think, like, I had a journal that I was keeping. And so in the morning, you're just so used to talking, like, you don't realize it. So in the morning, I think I, like, sang a song lyric while I was getting ready in the morning. And I was just, like, immediately, I was just, like, and, like put my hands over my mouth. I was like, oh, no.
Did you get it on film?
No, we didn't get that on film. But so I would say over the whole week, there was, like, very few slips, but I think after day two or three, there was like no slips at all. And it was very minor, but I don't know. You just don't realize how much you get the urge to talk throughout a day. And I'm such a chatty person that it's probably even more so compared to some people. But, yeah.
I think that's all we have for you today. Thank you for joining us for Media Milwaukee.